Chris, 1-0 defeat at Cardiff, Matt. That ends your unbeaten record for the season. You must be disappointed to lose that record and in the manner that you did.
Yeah. I think that's probably the summing up, really. Disappointing, frustrating. I thought, you know, it was a game that had 0-0 all over it, although both sides cancelled each other out, similar shapes. You know, I thought we had good spells, they had good spells. You know, we expected them to come out the second half and start well, and I thought we'd weathered it. And then, look, you know, the goal that's been conceded is a mistake. And look, you know, it's frustrating because I thought we were, you know, well worth a point tonight with everything that we'd done. I thought we had good control of the game parts of the first half, and then when we went 1-0 down, you know, we responded really well, but you know, we just couldn't create that chance. But saying that, I think probably they've had a couple of chances have gone across our box, as we have across theirs, and neither side could get that, you know, killer touch. And I just felt it was either going to be a bit of magic or a mistake that was going to be the winner. And unfortunately for us, it was an error. And, you know, we've lost a game that probably in another night, I think a point would have been a fair return.
And your opposite number, Christian Edwards, just complimented Newtown on the possession they had here at Kincoid this evening. So there are some positives to draw out of the game tonight.
Well, yeah, I think I've just said it to the players. I think we've been down here before and lost and been well beaten. I thought, you know, tonight we had good control of the game at times. Look, so did they, but I think when you play a similar shape, you know, it's a 1v1 in most positions, and whoever gets the better in that moment, you're in on the opposition's goal. So, you know, we're just a little bit frustrated that we got into some good areas and didn't quite convert the chances that we created in terms of opportunities. I don't think either goalkeeper's had clear-cut saves to make. But, you know, look, they've come out on top. Just, you know, it's an error from our goalkeeper that's cost us tonight.
And you started this evening with four of your new signings in the starting 11. Are you pleased with the way that they've settled into the squad?
Yeah, really pleased. I think, you know, we had a turnover of players. A lot of players that have been with me for a couple of years decided to, you know, probably mutual decision to move on and go and play the football somewhere else, and you know, we had to bring good players, and we feel that we've brought a mixture of youth and experience in, Welsh Premier League experience with some good young players. You know, we've got obviously a really good relationship with Shrewsbury, and you know, we managed to get Thumper on loan. So pleased with how everything's looking. I think, you know, probably every manager will be looking at the games. We've had four games, and probably, you know, we could be 5 or 6 points heavier, but we're not. And you know, like I said, it's frustrating tonight to come down here and, you know, have control of the game. And they had, like, they had parts as well, but you know, we've just been a little bit lacking in the last third. You know, when we get into those good areas, whether it's the final pass or the final choice or the final shot that's let us down.
And with the registration window closing shortly, will you be looking to bring anybody else in?
I think we're going to. There'll be one that's going through the comment system this week that'll come out. It'll be Matty Williams. So obviously, Matty was registered with us last year, didn't play due to injury. But so Matty will give us a little bit of experience and a little bit of quality in the last third. There may be one or two that will leave as well, but that's par for the course at this time of year as well. So, you know, look, we're pleased with what we've got. We've got a 10-day break now, which is probably good. I think we've had three tough games in a week, so we've got a 10-day break, and then we'll go into the TNS game in 10 days, and you know, we'll assess where we are, and you know, we will improve. You know, we've done well so far, but we need to get better because it's a competitive league, and we'll look forward to the TNS game in 10 days.
Chris, thanks very much. Well done.